Barrhead. Several County of Barrhead councillors expressed their concerns during their January 18 meeting about a decision their municipal counterparts made which would effectively restrict many of their residences' access to the aquatic centre. A day earlier, Town of Barrhead councillors unanimously approved a motion to shift the swimming pool into the province's Restriction Exemption Program, REP. The switch takes place starting February 1. Under the REP, aquatic center patrons have to either show a QR code to prove they are fully vaccinated, provide a negative COVID-19 test from within the last 72 hours from an accredited testing center, or provide a letter that they were medically exempt. The move was in response to the Barrhead Regional Aquatic Center being found in non-compliance by Public Health Inspector Jeff Hammer during a January 12 inspection. In his report, Hammer witnessed that adults from different households were not respecting the required 3-meter distancing requirement as set out under the provincial public health restrictions. In addition, he also suggested ways the swimming pool could become compliant, including opting into the representative. Barrhead Regional Aquatic Center shifts to Representative County Manager Debbie O'Yarzan said although the municipality contributes financially to the operation of the town's major recreation facilities via a formula reached through provincially mandated arbitration, they have no say in how the facilities are operated. Coun. Jared Stoick said in the 20 hours since the town made the announcement, he already received 13 calls, texts or emails from residents opposed to the decision, and he expected to get many more in the coming days. It seems people, at least in my division, are very upset, he said. Stoick represents Division 7, which includes the Nearlandia and Vega regions. In the press release, it said there was abuse to the staff, but I'm not sure how that is going to change anything. If an abusive person wants to use the pool, they will get a test, and they will still be abusive. It also could be a vaccinated person who didn't want to wear a mask that was the problem. Stoick also noted that he received no complaints from constituents saying the swimming pool needed to be part of the representative. Earlier in the meeting, Coun. Walter Proches noted that he received comments from residents on both sides of the issue, as did O'Yarzan. Coun. Bill Lane, who noted he received half a dozen complaints about the town's decision, said he was unsure why they needed to make the change. I don't understand it. Next door at the Agrena, people walk in and there is no one there to check on anything, he said. Deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz interjected that it is up to individual users of the Agrena to decide whether or not they want to opt into the REP and ensure public health orders are being honored. He pointed the Canham Junior Hockey League Barrhead Bombers, who have opted into REP for their games. Proches said he was against the REP program philosophically. Our society has given us the choice whether we wanted to be vaccinated or not, and since we have been given that choice, we have to find a way to include everyone simply, he said, suggesting rapid testing as an alternative. I think the policies of division are totally bad. Schott said to be fair that everyone would have to provide a rapid test, which might not be practical or possible. He also reiterated the province's requirement that rapid testing needs to be from an accredited business. The reasoning is at least partly to ensure the test belongs to the person submitting it. Coun. Paul Properzy encouraged his colleges to look at the big picture, pointing to the number of people in the hospital with COVID. What if a person, at the pool, gets COVID and they are not vaccinated? Some will get over it easily, some will not, he said, noting vaccination has proven to help alleviate the seriousness of COVID symptoms. Look at our hospitals. We have to look at the big picture. Stoick agreed, saying that vaccination should be promoted and encouraged. But there is a difference in doing that and discriminating against people that aren't vaccinated. But this is not right. He also suggested that they need to make the town aware of how unhappy county residents are about their decision. Not that we want to recommend anything, but make them aware of our residents' concerns, he said. Reeve Doug Drost said from the emails councillors received, it looked like it was part of an organized campaign, noting the similarity in format and language. Properzy agreed, suggesting that many of the emails council received were probably from the same individuals involved in a September protest outside the Pembina Hills School Division office during a school board meeting where trustees decided on whether or not to impose additional masking in local schools. You are going to have that percentage regardless, he said. Lane suggested why Stoick was the target of many of the complaints was because many residents in the Nearlandia area are opposed to vaccination and masking. Reeve Doug Drost said that council would share their residents' concerns with their town counterparts, but added he did not envy the position they were put in. I'm glad we were not in their shoes, he said. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.